Oh man, I think that there's a lot of violence that comes before the gun violence. Like I said, there's socioeconomic violence, and that's real. There's political violence, there's exclusion of certain communities, stuff like that. And to the point where it actually comes to a gun violence situation, a lot of stuff has already had to happen to get at that place, in my opinion. So I'm not as interested in dealing with the aftermath. A lot of people will say, well, we need to punish people more, or lock people up more, da da da. And first of all, by the time you get to that, it's not actually a justice system. That's not justice. Because God forbid someone that if one of my family members gets shot, the person that shoots them loses the rest of their freedoms. That doesn't do justice to me. It doesn't restore my family members lost. I'm not getting that person back. That's not justice. And best to prevent it in the first place. So to a certain degree, I'm not as much on the whole, like, lock everyone up and do more, criminalize everything like this and that, because we've been doing that for generations now, and it hasn't worked. I think the prevention side is much more appropriate, and I think there's ways you can work that, whether it's more access to good-paying jobs, whether it's more access to better educational systems that lead to better educational outcomes, whether it's better public transit and multimodal transit that can get people to and from their jobs and other important ventures in the community better, whether it's better access to healthcare, nutrition. I think all of those are factors, and there's no one answer. We have not, we're one of the best at locking people up in the world. We're internationally famous for it, and it has not solved the issue of gun violence. Through community and through finding other people that have shared experiences and being able to kind of connect and build that community, I think there's a lot of strength to be gleaned. And I think it's important to keep building more community because really what it is one of the worst things you can do to a person. One of the worst, we have the most controlled aspect of our society is what? Prison, right? That's where you have total control over people, right? And in that, the worst thing they legally do to you is what? They put you in solitary, right? Meaning they separate you from other people. And death is the ultimate separation from other people. And so life is the answer to it. So building community, being around other people, building that sort of relationships where you can connect with others and not isolate yourself. And what I mean is, can there be more mental health supports around the community? Can there be more access to positive influences where, there's more mentorships, there's more, again, it's just connecting. Can there be less isolation, more community? And now it's exacerbated because we're living in an era of social media where we're seeing this completely false representation of other people's lives, where they're taking the best filtered pictures and they look amazing. They're with all their beautiful, attractive friends. And we're sitting at home late at night, isolated by ourselves, looking at our phone, seeing this play out, and it's damaging and it's hurtful. And again, it's that isolation. So I think, again, re-upping on the community side of things and the prevention and access and healthy relationships, is a pretty big component of it.